heartbreaking details are emerging now about the victims of yesterday's terrorist attack in Tunisia. 20 of those who died were tourists, like the couple from Barcelona, celebrating their 50th anniversary with a cruise and a visit to a museum in Tunis. The gunman opened fire on the tourists as they arrived at the museum. A Tunisian bus driver and a police officer were also killed in the carnage. Today, the so-called Islamic State extremist group, also known as ISIL, claimed responsibility. Journalist Adnan Shouashi was at the scene of the attack yesterday, and he's back there now to cover a demonstration against extremism. Adnan, paint the scene for us. What's going on around you?
At least 3,000 people are now gathering in front of the main door of the museum, the same place where yesterday, and at the same time, the counter-terrorist operation that took place and at the parking where the buses were left yesterday.
Adnan, two gunmen are dead. What do we know about them so far?
We do know about them that one was born in 1986 or 88, and the second one born in 1991. One of them probably came back from Syria a few months ago, where he joined the so-called ISIL terrorist group. The second one maybe trained in Libya before committing this horrible crime.
They're both Tunisian, aren't they?
They are both, yes, of course. They are both Tunisians from the same city, a small town in the south of the country. It's worth mentioning that one of them was a rapper a few years ago.
One of them was a rapper?
One of them was a rapper before becoming an extremist. It's worth mentioning also that the Tunisians, 12 million Tunisians believe that Islam is a religion of tolerance and also is a religion of peace. But
now,
sometimes you have a few people who have this ideology who just believe in death.
Now, Tunisian officials also say nine arrests have been made. What do we know about those who've been arrested?
Some of them provided logistical means and support to the terrorists who committed the attack yesterday. Some funded, some were friends and tied with the terrorists.
How deep of a shock is this for Tunisians?
You know, just want to tell you a story, very telling about the reality in Tunisia. Yesterday, it was my day off, and I thought maybe I could come here and bring my two kids and my two nephews to the museum. I live 5 kilometers from the museum, and I said maybe this could be an interesting visit. But I thank God that I did not come here and that my kids and my nephews are safe. But I'm very sad, deeply sad for the loss of lives for the tourists who are foreigners. But when they come to Tunisia, when they visit Tunisia, they are part of our country and they are welcome here. So even if a foreigner dies in a terrorist attack, at the end, he could be a member of our family. So Tunisians are under shock. Tunisians are very sad for the loss of the tourists who are innocent, who came here just to visit the country, discover the country, but they died in very, very sad circumstances and very shocking circumstances.
Journalist Adnan Shouashi in Tunis. Thank you so much, Adnan.
Thank you very much.